In the lunchtime edition, Barbados records yet another road fatality, the 10th for the year, as a pedestrian is struck and killed by a minibus in St. Lucie. A man chopped and severely injured in an altercation in the city. Some workers at the Barbados Revenue Authority offices walk off the job over a number of grievances. A continuing back and forth over the alleged suspension of the DLP top executives. An elderly woman, the victim of the latest reported snatch and grab robbery, leaving a companion in shock and very worried about the trend. UK Prime Minister expected to announce a snap general election. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Barbados has recorded yet another road fatality, the 10th for the year, and the second to occur in the northern parish of St. Lucie this month. Starcom Network News understands that George Brooms, a general worker at the University of the West Indies Caithfield campus, died at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital this morning after being struck by a minibus while crossing the road at Broomfield, St. Lucie. His daughter, Crystal, tells Starcom Network News that Mr. Broom left home for work about 6 a.m. and was crossing the road to board a minibus that had stopped, and another bus overtook that vehicle and struck and critically injured her father. Mr. Broom, who was in his mid-60s, was transported to hospital where he passed away. Son-in-law William Drayton tells Starcom Network News, Mr. Broom was a jovial man who was looking forward to retiring later this year. His death has hit the family hard.
The family right now, they're all distraught because it's a very close-knit family. And Mr. Brooms, he's full of laughter. He's a very happy man. We saw him on the bank holiday. And first thing, when everybody, happy to see you, happy. He's excited to see everybody. Then he said, all the fruit trees in the back, they now have green fruit. They're plums, they're mangoes, there's sugar apple. And he never sells anything. He's always willing to give away. Even at work, he's happy with his job. He loves his job. Even say that, you know what? I think December is going to be my last. At my age, I think I'm going to come home with my wife and enjoy my latter days. And unfortunately, he didn't get that opportunity.
Mr. Drayton recalls that Mr. Brooms' first wife, Joanna St. Marie Brooms, was also tragically killed in a minibus accident at Maxwell Main Road, Christchurch, some 24 years ago. Mr. Drayton appeals for more care on the roads.
On the roads, everyone seems to be in a hurry nowadays. Everybody is in a hurry. I wish we all slowed down a bit. I'm on the road 7 days a week as well as a cab driver, and I think we all need to slow down a bit and pay more attention to our driving, pedestrian, and other road users.
William Drayton, son-in-law of George Brooms, who was struck and killed by a minibus this morning. A man has been chopped several times about the body in an altercation at Literary Row near Cheapside Market in the city. Starcom Network News understands one man is now in police custody, while another was taken to hospital by ambulance. A land surveyor who was in the area at the time said the altercation between the two men occurred this morning with rocks being thrown. He said at some point a cutlass was drawn, resulting in one of the men being chopped several times.
It was right here. I was looking down. Then a rock hit. A rock hit my tripod here. So that's when he looked at. Right, the guy was just a couple feet over there. He had another rock that he pelted at him. And then he was chopping him. The man in that corner. And then he continued chasing him and chopping him up. And then went down through the gap. It was definitely a cutlass. He was asking him all the time where his things. I think he was accusing him of thiefing some things. I don't know what it was.
An eyewitness to this morning's cutlass attack at Literary Row, Cheapside Market, near Cheapside Market in the city. This is The Latest. Some workers at the various Barbados Revenue Authority offices are off the job today in protest over several grievances. Speaking at the Warrens branch, where a number of workers walked off the job, General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin, said they will remain off the job until the long-standing issues are addressed.
Now it is more widespread because all the other bar locations are impacted. There's nobody at Whole Town. by street mall. The people are all lined up. They can't get the better taxes. And the government needs the money. This will continue until such time because we have written to the authority to let them know that we are taking industrial action and it will continue until such time as the matter is resolved.
General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin, a section of the Democratic Labour Party has issued a statement insisting that General Secretary Steve Blackett remain suspended from that post despite Mr. Blackett's return to his desk at DLP headquarters yesterday. Assistant General Secretary Pedro Shepherd has issued a lengthy statement saying he's seeking to outline the facts and clarify what he insists is misinformation in the public domain regarding the suspension of Mr. Blackett and the DLP president, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood.
A warning letter was sent to Mr. Stephen Blackett for his statements in the media on Tuesday, the 21st of May, 2024, and for violating the suspension by conducting business from the office of the General Secretary. He was again reminded to return the party's property. For the avoidance of doubt, we wish to restate the position of the party as agreed to by the members of the General Council of the Democratic Labour Party. The General Secretary, Mr. Stephen Blackett, and President Dr. Ronnie Yearwood are both facing disciplinary complaints and have been suspended from their duties.
We've been unable to contact Mr. Blackett or Dr. Yearwood for a comment up to news time. An elderly woman says she is being left traumatized by a snatch-and-grab robbery that she says occurred outside a bank at Worthing Christ Church yesterday morning.
Yeah, this is someone that takes me around because I suffer with a problem. She put me back in the car and started the car. I saw this red shirt, I would say, on her side. I thought it was someone that she knew. But then when I saw she was wrestling with this person. So I looked through my side, the passenger side, and I shouted for murder, murder, murder. By this time, people came. But the man had left with her bangles. He dragged off her bangles. She got a scratch on her hair. I didn't even see the approach. I only saw her wrestling with this person. Then the police came, took us down to Hastings Police Station. Well, how you could feel, especially old people? I tell you, I'm 85, and she's 70-something. But she lost the bangles that her mother gave her before she died. I'm frightened.
An eyewitness to an alleged snap and grab robbery yesterday. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak finally is expected to announce a summer general election in a statement outside Downing Street shortly. The most likely date for the election is July 4th. The statement will come after a day of mounting speculation in Westminster. Earlier, the Foreign Secretary, Lord Cameron, cut short a trip to Albania, while the Defence Secretary, Grant Shapps, delayed an overseas trip to attend Cabinet. Our top stories. Barbados records yet another road fatality. A pedestrian struck and killed by a minibus in St. Lucie. A man chopped and severely injured in an altercation in the city. Some workers at the Barbados Revenue Authority off the job. A continuing back and forth over the alleged suspension of the DLP top executives. An elderly woman, the victim of the latest reported snatch and grab robbery. The UK Prime Minister expected to announce a snap general election. It could be as early as July. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Bath. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.